Well, good morning, and allow me to add a Merry Christmas to all who have been on stage. It's great to have you sharing a portion of your Christmas day with us here at CBC. In these moments that we share together, I just want to give a brief reflection, and I just want to first find out who here amongst us are natural planners. Natural planners. Who here loves to have everything all planned out, all the I's dotted and the T's crossed? Maybe to work that out, yes, there's hands already going up. Who here finished their Christmas shopping at the end of October? There's a couple of hands. Oh my. What about if you finished your Christmas shopping at the end of November? That's more reasonable. There's some hands. Well, we say that you are natural planners. And for the rest of us, thanks for frustrating us because you're always in control and we are not. Put your hand up if you haven't started your Christmas shopping yet. I see that, man, you're in trouble. You've got permission. Leave right now. Hurry up. Time is almost running out for you. Some of us here are planners. Some of us here are not. I'm dedicating this reflection this morning to anybody facing something that you did not plan. When life takes a different direction to what we planned, it can really rattle us. It can really shake us to the core. We all love going on a Christmas holiday, and I trust that maybe your suitcases are packed and your favorite posse is just around the corner. We love a good January holiday. For my family, my parents live in Port Macquarie. It's wonderful to go up there and have holidays. I want to share one particular occasion on a Christmas holiday adventure that I shared with my dad and my three boys. We did what we do best, and that's go hunting. We went fishing, and we're at this place called Blackman's Point, and you can only really get there on a low tide. So as the tide went out, and we had our live worms that we all love to kind of bait on that hook, well, I do anyway, I'm the only one that seems to be able to do it. And there we are finding ourselves fishing. We've had some great adventures there. We've caught some big whiting, some bream and flathead. One day we caught this stingray. Zach and I thought we were bringing a whale. It was a really cool time. On this one particular occasion, we kind of timed out. We're having so much fun. We timed out and we left it way too late. The tide was coming in. So we had to take a different route to get back to basically where the car is. We had to walk along where the mangroves were. And so there was Caleb ahead with my dad. Always a good picture when the generations are walking together. And I've got Micah on my shoulders. I'm holding Zach. I've got fishing rods. I've got buckets. I've got a backpack. I am fully Sherpa'd up. And I am trying to keep it all together, walking. And then all of a sudden, we just started to sink. Seriously, we started to sink. The earth gave away from underneath our feet. And we're going down. It's like, for my boys, I can only imagine they were thinking that the world is about to swallow them up. So they are feeling a little anxious. In fact, they are getting very, very scared. And the more we moved, the deeper we sunk. My dad's quite elderly now, so he was sinking, and I couldn't get to him. I'm holding everything under the sun, and we are going down. And the boys are screaming, and I'm kind of laughing, and then it's kind of dawning on me that we've got to get out of this mess. And there was this moment where I just went, this hasn't gone to plan. Metaphorically speaking, so often in life, we set out with a plan. And we don't plan to get stuck in the mud with chaos whirling around us and a burden that seems almost unbearable for us to carry. We don't set out to be stuck in the mud. And I'm wondering, is there anybody here today that may be facing something that you did not plan? It always concerns me when people I love are unemployed and are in between jobs. You don't plan to be unemployed. Or people that we love that are going through a medical battle that they never planned to be in. Or some of you today have had a really difficult year and you're facing a separation. And right now, maybe on loop in your mind, you are thinking, how did this happen? This is not what I had planned. Or maybe this is your first Christmas and today you're about to face the empty chair. It may not be a physical empty chair. It may be a metaphorical empty chair. Maybe today you would have thought that there was somebody significant in your life that would have been sitting alongside you today, but they're not. And today you're going to face that empty chair. And maybe you're saying to yourself, this is not what we had planned. When we are facing things that we didn't plan for, it can really shake us to the core. And what I would like to do is just to reflect on a few verses in Matthew chapter 1. Because for Mary and Joseph, the first Christmas, from their perspective, it didn't seem to go to plan. In verse 18 of Matthew chapter 1, we read this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. So what do we know? We don't know how Mary and Joseph met, but what do we know? We know that they're pledged to be married. They're lovers. It's a wonderful time of life when you are engaged, pledged to be married. It is a wanderlust moment. I could only imagine the plans that Mary and Joseph are making about their future. Joseph's a carpenter. Maybe they were thinking about building a house, raising kids, settling down. They're young. They're idealistic. They're lovers. The wedding invites are gone out. They're excited. They're making plans for their future. And then Mary goes off one day, and in the rest of verse 18 we read, but before they came together, and that's code for being intimate, before they came together, she, Mary, was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. So Mary is off one day, she's excited, she's in love with Joseph, she's going to get married, she's idealistic about the future, and then she has one of the most special and holy encounters with the living God that she loves so much. In Luke chapter 1, we read that an angel appeared to Mary and said this to Mary, that you have been chosen. You are going to give birth to a son, and this son will be conceived by the Holy Spirit. She's a young girl, possibly a teenager. She loves Joseph. She loves her God that made the universe. And now she hears that she has been chosen by the God of the cosmos. Who knows? Did she rush home that day? I'm not sure. But nevertheless, she did get home and she said to her husband-to-be, Joseph, guess what, Joseph? I had the most amazing day. God has chosen us. Oh, and I'm pregnant. How do you think that went down with Joseph? Put your hands up if you think Joseph's excited about that news. Put your hands up if you're thinking he's freaking out. Excited? Freaking out. Joseph's a regular guy. This is his girl. This is his woman. This is his lover. He is saving himself for her. He trusts Mary. And we see that Joseph's actually shattered by this news. If you have a look in verse 19, it'll appear on the screen. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, that means that Joseph loved God. He really loved God. He was a man of great faith. Mary loved God. They both loved God. But Joseph did not want to expose Mary to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. I want to push into that for a few moments. Joseph had in mind to divorce Mary quietly. So what do we know? Joseph, he's devastated. He's crushed. He's brokenhearted. He's thinking, this has not gone to plan. Read between the lines in our culture. The wedding invites are gone out. The reception center is booked. The honeymoon is arranged. And now Mary is pregnant and the baby is not Joseph's. And now Joseph has to tell his family and friends that Mary is pregnant. You know, the rumors would have been awful for them in that society, but you know, I think worse than just public humiliation is the fact that Joseph really loved Mary, he trusted her, he was saving himself for her, and now she's pregnant. He had in mind to divorce her quietly, but you may be saying, but hang on, they're not married yet. What we need to understand in first century Israel when you were arranged to be married, then in order to break that arrangement, you actually had to go through the official channels to also get a divorce. So that means that this went very public, and then the rumors started, people were ostracized to be divorced, they were swept aside, and it wasn't going to go down well for both Joseph or Mary. But what about from Mary's perspective? The angel appeared to her in Luke 1:38. All that Mary said to the angel was this: "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." All Mary did was just say yes to her God that she loves. And now her life could be totally over. Divorced, pregnant, single mother. She's being relegated basically to a life of begging. And who knows what Mary was thinking, but maybe it went something along the lines of, "God, this is not fair. This is not what I had planned. This is not fair." And some of us might find ourselves in that position right now, reflecting the same statement. This is not fair. This is not what I had planned. I'm not sure what it is for you. Maybe it's some unforeseen bills and you're under some financial pressure and the car broke down and you don't know how you're going to pay that bill, and maybe you're thinking, this is not going to plan. Maybe you are facing a medical battle right now and you're thinking, I didn't plan to go through this medical battle. We don't plan to get anxiety. We don't plan to get depression. We don't plan to get chronic fatigue. Maybe there's a person in your life and you've invested heavily into them. You love them and they're making unwise choices and you're thinking, that's not what we had planned. Today I want to give us a really important, profound and powerful truth that we as disciples of Jesus live in and gain great strength when life does not go to plan. And here is this wonderful promise to us this Christmas. You don't have to understand the plan to trust that God has a purpose. You don't have to understand the plan to trust that God has a purpose. I was really struck by Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose prevails. We make plans all the time in life, and they don't always work out. Or sometimes people make plans against you, and that's really difficult to deal with. Many are the plans in our heart, but the Lord's purpose prevails. See, as disciples of Jesus, you don't always have to understand the plan to trust that God has a purpose. And this is what Mary and Joseph were experiencing in the very first Christmas. For Joseph, it seemed that their marriage was over. He was shattered. He thought all he could do was divorce Mary quietly, and then verse 20 happened. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She'll give birth to a son, and you'll give him the name Jesus." And this is so important because he will save his people from their sins. So Joseph, he wakes up from the dream and he thinks, what? Everything Mary said is true? The last thing I ever wanted is what God wanted? I mean, there's actually a purpose in my pain and my suffering? Just because we don't understand the plan, it doesn't mean that God doesn't have a bigger purpose. Mary and Joseph had a plan to get married, but God had a purpose. And so what is that purpose? What is that purpose in Mary and Joseph's life? You know what? That purpose is you. Mary and Joseph had a plan, God had a purpose, and that purpose is you. It's you. Because God loves you so much. He longs that you would come back into his loving embrace where he can bless you with a newfound purpose even in the mess of life. He loves you so much. He is so zealous that you would Worship Him alone, that He wants to bless you with a river of peace, a river of hope, an abundance of joy, that in the mess and in the unplanned reality of our life, we can stand firm because we have a God that loves us. Mary and Joseph had a plan, but God had a purpose, and that purpose was you, that purpose was me. That's the joy, that's the hope, that's the celebration, and that's why I stand in front of you this morning. On the stage behind us, we have this statement, He came. It's been in our foyer all of December. I love the fact that some of us have taken photos in front of it and put it on social media. Really cool. The He is Jesus. The came signifies for us as disciples of Jesus, we believe that Jesus came to save us from our sin. Just as we read in Matthew chapter 1 today. What's sin? Well, sin is when we say, I know best. I don't need you, God. God's over here saying, I love you and I want to be in a relationship with you, but we live our life over here. Our back is to God. We make up our life as we go along. We say, God, I don't need you. We may not say that to God, but our lifestyle reflects it. And in the Sutherland Shire, we have plenty of opportunity to live a self-sufficient life. I don't need you, God. And we will be forever separated from God, and that is called sin. And sometimes we turn in our moments of need, we pray, God, help me, help me, help me. And then God just may help you. And then you're just straight back here living life as if God doesn't exist. But He came. He came so that you can turn back to our Father in heaven and say, you know what? I need you, God. And I think that is a huge step for us Aussies to make. We live in a culture that says, she'll be right, mate. I'll be right. She'll be right. You need help? You could lose one leg, be limping around bleeding. Do you need a hand? And we'd still say, she'll be right, mate. But she won't be right, mate. When life is unplanned, when life goes to pieces, where do you go to find a power greater than yourself? A strength, a courage, a hope, a love. And I want to encourage you this morning that you need to turn to Jesus because He came. And when He came, He didn't just live a life, He lived a life of perfection, a life that we can't live. He lived it on our behalf, and He died a death in our place. On the cross, He took the punishment that we deserve for rejecting God. But after His death, God the Father raised Him back to life, and Jesus Christ right now is at the right hand of the Father. And He can breathe out His presence, His Holy Spirit into your life, and He can make incredible sense and give a newfound purpose when life goes completely unplanned. And I just stand here today experiencing that in my own life. As a 19-year-old, I was in a dark place. I don't think I've really ever shared this publicly, but I didn't want to be here. I remember one particular night, I was at a nightclub, I had a good bunch of mates. I went outside, I sat on this little retaining wall, I watched people come in, and I was in a dark place. I didn't know love like I longed for love. I was anxious, I was depressed, I was looking at the stars, and I actually didn't want to be here. And the next couple of months, I was in an awful battle. And one night, when I was in my bedroom at absolute wit's end, making some very silly plans, I cried out, God, if you're out there, I need you. It was in that moment that I felt a power greater than myself, a presence, a life force, a love that I was searching for, and that is Jesus Christ. Did I have all the answers? Did I have a sea of doubt? Did I even know what I was doing? Not really. I just said, I need you. And that was enough for God to say, okay, I'll start with you right there. Because God is so zealous for us. He loves you so much. All it takes is for you to say, Jesus, I need you. I want to follow you. I long for a newfound purpose. Would you help me in the mess that I'm in? Whether you're facing an unplanned challenge today or 2019, you will face, if you do face, an unplanned challenge. Call on the name of Jesus today. and you will know God's favor and his love, his blessing and his hope. And I just want to give you that opportunity to come to Jesus. You know, in verse 22 of Matthew, we read this, that all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will give birth to a child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. You can live a with God life. A with God life fills you with a love that you won't get anywhere else. A love that gives you a strength and a purpose. A with God life fills you with a river of peace. A with God life gives you a newfound purpose. A with God life means that we don't have to be afraid in the face of death, for life goes beyond the grave. So call upon Jesus' name. See, when things don't go to plan, we can still trust that God has an amazing purpose. So trust him. I'm going to give you an opportunity to just to reach out to God. You know, if you're not at that place where I was, just to cry out, I need you, God, then, you know, there's some booklets on your way out that just capture the life of Jesus. Grab a booklet. Read up. I was just by myself and I cried out to God. You will find God because he loves you that much. Just call out to him and he can't wait to jump in and bless you with his presence and his favor and his love. But maybe for you right now, you've had enough of the unplanned mess and you long to experience a power greater than yourself. Can I encourage you to pray along with me? I'm just going to pray a line, and just in the quietness of your mind, I just challenge you, encourage you to call out to God and make this Christmas a Christmas where you actually turn to the very life force creator who loves you intimately. That is why Jesus came. He came for you and he came for me. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this Christmas. Father, it's so hard and challenging for us when life doesn't go to plan. But I thank you, Lord, that we can find an incredible purpose in the challenge of life. Thank you for your love, your power, and your presence. And thank you that it's here right now. Lord, you know what we're going through and you know what we will face in the future. But thank you, Lord, that we can trust you, that we will always find a purpose in you. I just want to encourage you, if you want to reach out to Jesus today, encourage you just to pray this with me. Reach out to God. He's already reaching out to you right now. Just pray this in the quietness of your own mind. Jesus, come and be with me. I need you. Forgive me for my sin. I want to follow you. If you've reached out to Jesus, I just want to pray a blessing of the Holy Spirit on your life today. Lord Jesus, I just pray for my brothers and sisters that have reached out for you. Holy Spirit, I just pray right now that you would just come and bring a river of calm, a river of peace, and that you would flood us with a love, your love that changes our life forever. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen our steps, that we can go out of here completely trusting that you have a great purpose for us in each of our lives, and we praise you and thank you that your strong hand, it guides us each day. And I just pray that your strong hand will come upon your little ones that have reached out to you today. Rest your hand on us, Lord, that we would know peace and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.